I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to Webster, South Dakota, Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell. And test netting, where are you going and where have you been in the last week?
Yeah, last week we wrapped up on Waw Bay. You know, numbers look pretty similar to what they have in the past. The walleyes look pretty good, as well as the, I'd say both are in moderate abundance, and walleyes look pretty healthy, so they're definitely finding some food out there, as well as the perch look pretty good. This week, the crew's down on Bitter Lake. Some really good news. I don't know if you remember last year when we electrofished in the fall for H0 walleyes. We're seeing lots of young of the year yellow perch. Well, those perch are still there, about 5 inches long. So they look to be abundant, so not this winter, but I'm thinking next winter we should have pretty good perch fishery out there again. Walleye numbers look really good. Several year class out there. Fish are in really good condition, so things are looking pretty good on Bitter right now for walleyes and perch coming up.
Bitter Lake water level, do you just surmise that it's maybe down a couple foot or more in the last year?
Yeah, you know, it continues to go down, as all of our lakes have. We just haven't had any runoff in the springs, and you know, we have some rain here and there, but, you know, none of the big rain events that help fill things up. So, yeah, our water levels continue to drop on most of our lakes.
Any other lakes you've surveyed?
Nope, those are the only ones. Now we're down to one left. That'll be Lynn Lake next week, and then after that we'll start working in the rearing ponds as well as doing our night electrofishing for the young of the year walleyes.
Well, as far as fishing, is about all the activity either on Waw Bay or Bitter?
I would say the majority of it is there. You know, they're still catching a fair number of fish, I think, on Bitter. There's not a lot of people doing it, but the ones that are, you know, they tend to do all right. Waw Bay is a little bit of activity yet, and they're still catching a few fish. I don't think it's as good a bite as it was. Other lake, maybe Enemy Swim, starting to still see targeting the bluegills over there. I don't think the bite's as strong as it was a couple weeks ago, but, you know, you still can catch a few bluegills.
Hear anything out of coming out of reets or antelope or pickerel?
No, not a whole lot out of pickerel. Reets, there's, you know, one or two boats there a day, and then on the weekends it might bump to a dozen boats there. Haven't heard a real strong boat there yet. Antelope, it's somewhat tough to get in there. The water's shallow, but it's a good firm bottom, so you can back in there a ways and watch your boat. We were down there getting some fish to take to the state fair, and, you know, the walleyes look really good, the ones we saw. Real healthy fish, nice size fish down there. So if you can get your boat there, definitely worth a chance to try to go catch some walleyes down there.
Think dove and goose numbers and habitats good in Day County?
You know, the doves have really grouped up. We're seeing, bunches of them. Hopefully they hang around for a few days of the season before they all migrate out of here. Goose numbers, I see a few here and there, and you'll hear about a few fields, some harvested wheat fields that have some, but I'm just not seeing the numbers of birds that we have in the past. What's been interesting this week is, boy, the blue-winged teal have really bunched up. So unfortunately, they'll probably be gone before the season opens, but, boy, there's a lot of blue-winged teal on the lakes right now.
And last thing, opits, is that getting fishing pressure and giving up some keepers?
You know, the pressure's dropped off there. It'll probably pick up again here, I'm thinking, this fall. It normally does. But the fish tend to be small if the walleye's there. But hopefully the perch will take off and they'll catch some of those perch up there. And, you know, last year they were picking off a few of those perch, pulling plugs about around Labor Day. So maybe that'll happen again this year.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, South Dakota, thank you. Well, now we travel up to Big Stone Lake, Jenny at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side. And from about the middle of last week through the weekend or this week, much going for perch or walleyes?
Yeah, starting on last Friday, I had great reports of people limiting out on their perch, a lot of people using wax worms and spikes is what they were liking.
And were they up in your part of the lake?
I'd say starting here and then going north.
Okay. Any special depth or color?
I've heard, you know, around that 10 feet range still. No one's giving me specific colors. They're just, you know, coming in for, some people prefer those wax worms. Some people prefer the spikes. And then you got some minnows here and there. So.
Sure. Are they any incidental walleyes with the perch?
Yeah, well, I've had people catching perch, walleye at night more by, like, the dock area.
Sure.
Stuff like that.
Have you heard any fishing going on besides a few bluegills up on Lake Traverse at all?
I haven't heard too many reports of Lake Traverse.
Okay.
Right now.
The lake, is it pretty clear?
It has been getting clearer as it's been getting a little cooler and, some weeds coming in here and there, but not too bad.
Well, Jenny up at Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side of Big Stone Lake, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, Conservation Officer Kyle Lenzner. And before we talk hunting and fishing, is there a sports fest coming up?
Yep, we have our sports fest that we always have each year. This year it's on September 8th, so a little over a week away, a week from this Saturday here. That's going to go from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. up at the Watertown Trap and Skeet Range. Pre-registration is required for that. We do need to have those forms submitted to us by 5 o'clock on September 5th, which would be next Wednesday. So, you can, if you want to get those forms to register, you can either call the Watertown office or stop in there. We can email them even to you to fill out, and then you can bring them in. It's open to ages 8 to 14. It is free to the kids there, so... it's a nice little event. We do have shotgun shooting this year, 22 shooting, muzzleloader shooting, turkey hunting tactics, waterfall hunting skills, and archery shooting and outdoor games this year. So,
normal
stuff.
Normally, Kyle, do you have over 100 kids?
Normally, yep. We do cap it at 225. So, usually that last week is those last few days is when we get a lot of kids registering, so just make sure that you get your registration in. You don't want to be that 240th kid or something. So
is the Game Fish and Parks office open on Saturday at all?
It is not open Saturday, nope. Well, unfortunately, we won't be open again for the weekend.
Tuesday.
We will be closed from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then we'll be open again on Tuesday.
Will there be forms there in your little packet holder on the outside of the building over that time period? Is that
we could probably get some out there just for that, so that if we're not around this weekend, people can come up. So I can talk to the ladies up front, and we can maybe get something out there for the people.
Okay. Well, Kyle Lenzner, Game, Fish, and Parks out of Watertown, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Now we head over to Hamlin County, Conservation Officer Dan Sternhagen. And before we talk fishing, it's the goose opener, and maybe the limit's a big thing that changed this year.
Yeah, last year it was 15 for that first part of September, and now it's going to be 8. Throughout the entire season. So, the numbers are, showing to our biologists that they're definitely down this year. That's why we kind of lowered it down to 8. And so just for hunters that are going to be out there harvesting any Canada geese, just make sure they take note of that is all.
And also if they have the sportsman's license, they have to add that waterfall tag before Saturday or as of Saturday also.
Yep, that would be that'll be a requirement along with that resident migratory bird cert on their license before they go out. So,
well, as far as fishing is probably, if there is fishing pressure, Ponset in Hamlin County is the number one lake.
Yeah, right now Ponset's the only lake that I've been finding people on. The bite is very sporadic. There's a few guys coming off with some perch and smaller walleye, but overall, pretty slow bite right now. People that are finding fish are stating that you got to do a lot of work to hunt them down and then stay on top of them. So,
well, I know a couple guys that I know in the last week have tried Albert and Zeroed, and I've tried Clear Lake by Thomas the last couple Friday mornings and not really had luck. But as far as any other lake in Hamlin, pretty slow?
Yeah, everything's been really slow. You know, we've been having some cooler nights lately. Hopefully that you know, does a turn on the lake temperatures. I think that's probably what we're going to be looking for, to get that perch bite to really, you know, begin to take off for the fall. And until that really happens, you know, I think it's status quo, going to stay pretty slow.
Say, Dan, have you seen any silage cut at all, or wheat fields or oats that are out where geese are starting,
you know,
to head to?
I would say the wheat fields in Hamlin County were about, 40 to 50% cut. I saw my first silage field getting cut yesterday. I talked to a few landowners. It sounds like next week is going to be a good start time for most silage to begin. So, you know, once we get that silage out, it's going to open up quite the opportunity for people to harvest in Canada geese, hopefully.
Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head over to Clark County, Zach Thompson, conservation officer, and fishing. First of all, before a little hunting, I imagine what, Dry Lake, Willow Lake, the number one place?
Yep, Dry Lake number two is still the number one pressured spot. Another 70, 80 boats there last Saturday.
Wow.
Once again, just be patient with everybody with the boat ramp. Think back to the days when it was the single boat ramp. It took even longer yet, so... but everybody's still anchored up, jigging, slip bobbering for perch. Bite is definitely slowing down a little bit. Haven't seen the number of fish coming out that I have the last couple weeks, but definitely still a bite there, but you're going to definitely be fighting for it.
As far as geese going out to feed, is there any cornfields that have been worked at all, or wheat fields?
Well, through the trips around the county I've made, I've been pretty busy the last couple weeks, so I haven't been able to get out and about too much, but the silage fields are not that pronounced right now. They're really not cutting a ton of it, but I have seen a lot of wheat fields, still wheat fields getting harvested right now, but where there's a wheat field, typically I'd say 75% of the time you're going to find geese on it. If you're anywhere within... I'd say a good mile and a half to 2 miles of water, there's going to be geese on it. I've probably seen at least, I'd say 10 fields right now with 50-plus geese on them. So definitely a good opportunity to get out, meet some landowners, shake a hand, ask for some permission, and try to get in a little early goose season, September time here, while the weather's starting to turn fall for us.
Zach, do you... have you had any beneficial rains in the last month to put some more water in some sloughs or rise any lake levels?
Rain is still hard to come by around Clark County. Really spotty. We got a good little half-inch rain here the other day, but, you know, beneficial-wise, we're going to need a lot more rain to start filling up some of these potholes and get the sloughs back to normal and the lakes up. So it's going to be... going to be kind of a difficult year unless we catch some good timely fall rains to really fill up some of these little ponds and sloughs and pockets, especially for duck hunting coming up here in the next future.
Well, Zach Thompson, Conservation Officer, Clark County, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown office of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, Conservation Officer, easy for me to say, but... fishing in the area, is any one lake standing out a little bit?
Not really. They're all kind of slow. If I had to venture a guess, I'd say Dry Lake has probably been the more consistent bite around here lately. I know Goose Lake seems like it's pretty much shut off. They're getting a few fish out there, but not like they were here a few weeks ago. But Dry Lake up there, they are getting a few walleye, a lot of smaller walleye, a lot of them under that 14-inch range. But they are picking up a few still in that 15, 16-inch range.
Good.
But perch-wise, they are getting a few perch up there. I have seen a couple limits, but they're kind of not the norm.
Yeah.
So it's more guys are not catching the fish than they are. So,
yep.
But they are finding a few perch out there as well. And the perch are pretty decent size. They're in that 11 to 13 inches when you can find them. So.
Good fish. Well, September.
But, other than that, Compesca and Pelican, Long Lake, those have had very little activity.
Yeah.
I know a few bluegills and some white bass and smallmouth out on Compesca, but that's pretty much been it.
Well, September 1 is dove season. There's a few rules that people have to follow. Could you give them to us?
Yep. For the morning dove, it opens up this weekend. It's the 1/2 hour before sunrise to sunset is the shooting hours for that season. For morning dove, you may not hunt them within the road right away or within 50 yards of a public road. So got to be more than 50 yards away from that public road. You may not shoot a morning dove unless it is flying, so you got to make sure they're out there flying. You may not hunt morning doves with a shotgun capable of holding more than 3 shells, so same as those waterfall regulations, you got to have a plug in there if you're hunting the morning doves. So, and then also for the morning doves, just you may not hunt morning doves in state park or recreational area except the portion of Angostura State Recreation Area lying west of the dam. So,
okay.
Most guys up here probably aren't going to be going down there, but
most likely
not. Regulations, they go ahead.
No, just most likely not out that far to hunt doves.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that season, like you said, opens up September 1, so this Saturday, and goes till November 9th. The daily limit for them is 15, and the possession limit is 45. So. And those regs are found on page 28 of our hunting handbook. And we do have the new ones here at the office, and they should be out to all the licensed agents out there as well.
Well, Kyle Lansner, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks Office, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.